Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff is hosting, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. It's good to be here.
It is awesome to see you. I've been spending a little quality time with Val here in studio. She doesn't normally come in this early, so I was happy to see you.
Right. Thank you. Yes. He allowed my guest today, which is Joanne Nevin with the Binford House, and he allowed us to come in a little early and observe his while he's working. So thank you for that opportunity.
The inner sanctum of my radio program.
Yes. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we have our featured guest is the Binford House. Now, we did have the Binford House for as a Marshalltown icon in the past, but I have Joanne Nevin on here today as our spokesperson for the Binford House and publicity. And we're going to talk a little bit about Binford today in the context of Binford as an attraction. For meetings, conventions, and also for special events. So I want to welcome in Joanne this morning.
Thank you for inviting me. It's nice to share information about this treasure in this town and community and county, because it is a grand home that there's not many that have been maintained to the extent that people can enjoy different events there.
It is. It's just a great it's a great attraction, and it's a great part of our community, and it's a great legacy. The Binford story is a great story in itself. We won't spend a lot of time on that, but do you just want to give a brief overview of when the Binford House was built, and a quick overview, and then we'll get right into how we can have it as a place for a meeting and a convention?
Okay. Well, back in 1864, Angelica and Thaddeus Binford came to Marshalltown, and they were 20 and 25, and he was an attorney, and he had been here for a while, and so she joined him after they were married, and they lived in a small house at 110 North 2nd Avenue, and then as they had their five children, of course the house had to be enlarged. So the house was enlarged, and because they were prominent people in town, they had social events in their home. And then when he died, and then she died in 1927, their daughter Jessie was the only one that was not married. So it was up to her to establish what was going to happen to the house. And so she knew that her parents were visible in the community and wanted that visibility to continue. So then she gave the house to the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Clubs. And at that time, there were about 17 clubs in town that were a part of this. But as time has gone on and trends in organizations, we are at the point of having only three, but we also have good support from the community. You don't have to belong to a club or an organization to have an event at Binford House.
Oh, that's good
to
know.
Yes. So, no, anyone can call in for a reserved event. So that's kind of the background, but it's wonderful that the legacy of this family, as well as the opportunity to have a place to meet.
That's interesting, because as you were telling that story, Joanne, I was thinking about, so even in the day, you know, when the Binford family resided there, they were having social events.
Oh,
and so
that was so
forethinking of Jessie to give that to the Federation of Women's Clubs, so that, you know, they could continue that legacy. And we have it as a historic home today, and it's utilized on a regular basis.
Very definitely, it is.
So let's talk a little bit about Binford as, let's talk about the other groups that are affiliated with the Binford Home.
Okay. The three groups that are affiliated with it now are Entre Nous, which is a women's group, and Early American Glass Club, and Hawthorne Club. Yes, these are all women's groups, but they're in a smaller numbers than some of the men's service groups. So men's groups have met there for special occasions. So right. It's not like men are excluded, because they are not. But and as I said, you do not have to be a member club to mm-hmm. have an event there.
Great.
So
if I, let's just say, for example, that, you know, I've got a little gathering that we want to do. I think that actually there's a group called Chic, which is Women Empowering Women, who just had a gathering there. And so if you're thinking about a place to have a small gathering, let's talk about the capacity. So when people are thinking about the size of their group, that when the Binford House might be ideal for that.
Okay. To have the group, they to be seated for a meal, or mm-hmm. Which could be a brunch or lunch or dinner, mm-hmm. 50 is about the maximum. But there's also the opportunity for open houses. For example, if you have a birthday or anniversary or that type thing, which would be a come and go, you know, the number is unlimited.
Sure.
So, but it is reserved, because we're not open on a regular basis. We have a caterer, mm-hmm. Leona McDonough from Heavenly Breads at the mall. And she's very flexible with her menus. And if you have an idea of a recipe that you would like, she certainly is willing to try it. So it is a reserved situation so that we can have our volunteers there to serve.
Sure. So let's talk about your volunteers.
Okay.
How many volunteers do you have?
Well, we have a board of 13 men and women. Believe it or not, the president is David Giese at this this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the other volunteers are friends of board members and anybody who would like to help serve in this very pleasant atmosphere. And you don't have to do dishes. We have dishwashers. You're not going to be cooking. You're just going to be very pleasant with your smile and your energy to serve people, or to set up the table for a buffet.
Okay.
You do not have to do cleaning, so it is
Just come in and have a smiling face,
right.
and be able to serve, or mm-hmm. just serve in the capacity that you're needed. And what a great opportunity. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to talk more about our lovely Binford home.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Have you heard the good news? Lennox Industries in Marshalltown, Iowa is hiring full-time assemblers for second shift. At Lennox Industries, your success is their success. Ready to be part of a successful team? Applications are being accepted now. Candidates that demonstrate reliability and have a high school diploma or equivalent are preferred. The hourly pay rate for full-time assemblers has been raised to $11 an hour and are also eligible for incentive pay tied to performance, where they can earn up to an additional $4.01 an hour. Full-time employers will be eligible for benefits, including a 401k plan, following a 90-day probationary period. To see a complete job description and to apply, go to LennoxInternational.com, and at the top of the page, click on Careers. Once there, follow the prompts to Marshalltown. That's LennoxInternational.com. Then click Careers. Lennox Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Go to LennoxInternational.com today.
And welcome back. Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we are talking about the Binford home or Binford house. What's the actual word, Joanne? House or home? How should we say?
I think it's more people say Binford House.
House, okay.
Yes, but it was a home and still is a home.
Right.
Because we do entertaining there, and that's what you do in your home.
Yes,
so
you do.
Either way.
Okay.
I think the sign outside says house.
Okay, so the Binford House. And Joanne Nevin, who is here on behalf of the Binford House, and also on behalf of the Marshalltown Federation of Women's Clubs, mm-hmm. is here to talk to us today about the Binford as a place for a meeting or a convention or meeting or conference, mm-hmm. A special events or anything that you might have. I know folks have had weddings, baby showers, just all kinds of, you know, if you really want kind of a something different and unique, that's what I love about, we got a lot of great little hidden secrets, yes. you know, that people can have something special if they wanted, something small and kind of intimate. Versus going into a big space, and you can be waited on, which is really
yes,
nice.
Right.
So
yeah, the Binford board members and volunteers have their smiles ready and are pleased to have you there, because this helps us to protect and maintain and decorate this home and keep it going. And our last large project was the ramp. That makes it much more accessible. We are very pleased. And you don't have to have a situation of not being able to get around to use the ramp.
Right.
It's so accessible. We're very fortunate. We're just north of the farmer's market, the Cartwright Pavilion, and the city keeps that plowed. And so you're right handy to get in.
It is. It's nice. This time of year, you can park there, which is
yes.
nice. But when they're probably during the week, when they're doing farmer's market, it's a little tighter for parking area.
That's right. But it's workable.
Yeah. Yeah.
With other
so
market.
You were talking, before we went to break, we were talking about the board and we were talking about your volunteers. And I know that you're actively recruiting new volunteers
yes.
to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're passionate about history and you want to give a little bit of your time back, you know, the Binford Home or the Women's Federation Club is always looking for volunteers to help out. And so you can schedule and help out as often or as little as you'd like. So I just want to encourage folks. So the thing we haven't done yet, let's make sure that we share a contact number with everyone, Joanne, how they can contact your folks.
Okay. We have a telephone and it has an answering machine. And, in fact, it will go directly to Michelle Roseboro.
Okay.
Mary Quam has retired. After many, many years, we were so fortunate to have her energy and effort, but she has retired, and so Michelle has taken over. And so the number for the house is 641-753-5450. And that automatically goes into Michelle's telephone, so
okay.
she will pick up right
okay.
away.
Okay.
And you can make reservations with her or ask questions and about, you know, menus, dates.
Okay.
And that is the very best. Mail is not delivered to the house. We have a post office box, 273.
Okay.
But the telephone, I think, is the best way to make the contact.
Okay. Telephone, that sounds kind of odd in today's
yes.
high technology social media world, but you know what? It's always there, and it's a standard. So if you need to reach anyone from the Binford House, if you have any questions, 753-5450, and leave a message, and they'll get back to you fairly quickly. I know that I've done that a couple mm-hmm. times. So let's talk a little bit. Okay, we've talked about volunteers, and let's talk about how the Binford House and your club have been creative and finding fun little special events and fundraisers to raise money for the home.
Okay.
You've got something coming up, I think.
Yes, we do. We have the For the Love of Binford. But I'd like to also mention that before I give more detail about that, that something that doesn't happen elsewhere in Marshalltown, and that's hard to not find something, is our English tea that we have in May. And that is very special, and it's very similar to how the Queen does it. And the fact that we not only have good tea, but we have delicious sweet treats, scones, and tiny sandwiches, and you're sitting around tables for six.
Okay.
And so you have a chance for good conversation. And so that is...
lunch like a queen.
Lunch like a queen. Very definitely. You definitely... It's at 1 o'clock or 1:30. So you definitely don't want to eat lunch.
Okay.
Just, you know, early breakfast and then the tea. And then in the fall, we have a salad luncheon. And that also has a trunk showing from Willard's... Furs and Fashions with
okay.
Jonathan Hull.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we're going to have this For the Love of Binford. That's coming up on February 11th. That's on a Saturday. And we have our caterer, Leona McDonough. And here's the menu.
Get ready.
Yes.
Here comes the menu.
Here comes the menu. Beef tenderloin and chicken marsala. Now you'll get both on your plate, fingerling potatoes, a mixed green salad, of course, with dressing, artisan breads with herb butter, and of course, we should start with dessert, but we don't. But a molten lava chocolate cake with a chocolate-covered strawberry.
I had that. Last year, because I went to the dinner, and I'm going to miss it this year, but I will tell you, it is delightful.
Yes. And it will be served, so you will be seated. And you can bring your own wine, and we will have the glasses there. And you can socialize with your friends if you want to come as a couple. If you want to have a group and sit, you can let Michelle know when you make your reservation. And it will start at 5:30 for some social time. And then 6 o'clock will be the dinner. And we will have some special music during the time that you're eating and having conversation. So I think it would be a very nice way to treat your favorite Valentine.
I think it's great. You've done all the hard work. All they have to do is pick up the phone and get a hold of the Binford Home or Michelle Roseboro and just say, hey, I need to get a couple tickets. And we'll be back with the cost and a little more detail on that in our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Do you have a long-distance relationship with breakfast? Does your morning commute take you farther away from the crispy hash browns and freshly brewed coffee you love? Do you tell yourself you're too busy? You just don't have time for sizzling sausage and fluffy eggs. Don't settle for missing breakfast. Let McDonald's close the distance between you and the most important meal of your day.
Come together with all your breakfast favorites and the bold flavor of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size coffee for $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Your morning routine has been so routine. Wake up and go to work. Well, change it up. Wake up and go to McDonald's for a delicious McCafe coffee. It's just $1. Wake up and win the day. Get any size coffee freshly brewed every 30 minutes for $1. Or delicious small mocha, latte, or hot chocolate for $2. Buy 5 McCafe beverages and get one free on our app. For a limited time, $1 any size hot coffee. Only valid for a la carte offers. McCafe Rewards is valid through 12/31/17 and participating U.S. McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back. Our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff.
Thank you, Kyle. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we are talking about the Binford Home. And our guest today is Joanne Nevin. And we're talking about the Binford House as a place for meetings or special events. If you're looking for something different and unique, it can seat up to 50 Or you can have an open house and it's not seating, it's not limited. But right now, we've throughout the show, we've kind of narrowed down they're having a For the Love of Benford fundraising event. And boy, if you're looking for a special Valentine's experience, this is definitely the thing to do. Now, Joanne, we did talk earlier that if the max is 50 and you've already sold 36 tickets, there's only a few tickets left. So yes, if you're thinking about it, don't procrastinate.
It is
next Saturday,
right,
and it's Valentine's.
A week from Saturday.
Yeah, so Valentine's weekend, and boy, it's a great opportunity. Just bring in your friends or your special loved one, and you can bring in your own bottle of wine if you want, and what a great experience. So we've talked about the menu, which sounds delicious, and let's talk about the ticket price.
Okay, and the cost is $30 per person, and you also can bring your own wine. That isn't a requirement, of course.
Sure. We'll have beverages if
you
don't.
Yes, right. There will be beverages. And we will have some special music that will you can listen to during your conversation with your friends and your special person.
It will be. So let's go over that phone number again for those who might just be joining us, and we're talking about For the Love of Benford. It's a fundraising event for the home, and it helps keep. Let's talk about what that helps. So these fundraisers, what do they help with?
It helps with the protection, because we do have a security system. So that has to be paid for.
Sure.
And to maintain it, you know, we have the electricity and the water and the lawn and the snow to remove and to decorate. So this is our, these ways are to keep the home with the door open.
Sure. And so, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful home. It's a grand home. So, so let's share that phone number again for the, so if anybody's interested, they can make that phone call that goes directly to Michelle, and she can make that reservation or get those tickets for them.
753-5450.
355-5450. Now I just messed it all up.
Right.
Okay, so anything else, Joanne, that you'd like to share before we wrap up today's Experience Marshalltown?
Well, we appreciate people thinking about us as a treasure and to come to, because Marshalltown has many other treasures as well, but this one is for socializing and dining.
And so, thank you. Thank you to the Women's Federation, Marshalltown Federation of Women's Club, and all the work that you do to keep that home beautiful and grand. And it's such a great experience when you go there. So thank you for all of your hard work.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Great. Thanks for being on. So I want to take a few minutes here before the show wraps up to talk about our community calendar of events. You can access that at www.marshalltown.org/events. And the community calendar is easily accessible. One of the things, you know, I was sharing with Joanne and Kyle earlier is that February 11th is packed full of things to do in this community. So if you're looking for things to do, there's lots of things going on. I know that For the Love of Benford is going on. Ramona Quimby, the play at the Marshalltown Community Theater. There's a Valentine's Market at the mall, just a few of the things that are going on. So get on there and take a look and stay close to home this Valentine's and find something fun to do. So we'll quick wrap up with our Experience Marshalltown, and thank you for listening today.